This is the Men's Conference, the ultimate guide to guy wisdom.
When there is enough food, people will never forget your wedding, despite any other glitches that may happen. So from my understanding, I think for you to have a successful wedding is for you to have enough food.
Hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Emmanuel and this is the Men's Conference, a space where we discuss anything and everything to do with men, mental health and general well-being. Firstly, I want to thank each and every one of you who's contributed immensely by participating and also suggesting on some of the topics that you'd like to hear on this here wonderful platform. The COVID-19 pandemic has messed up a lot of our plans, gatherings and happy events like wedding ceremonies. Some have decided to wait for things to open up so they can host the biggest wedding of their dreams, while others went ahead with very few friends and relatives. This makes me think about life beyond COVID-19 and how we will handle our social and, special family gatherings. Fashion trends and family pressure are big influences on what we desire for this beautiful day. And as a man, you want to prove to your woman and her family that she made no mistake by choosing you. So loads of pressure is on you to deliver. Be that as it may, you don't want a situation where after splashing so much money on your wedding, you remain with nothing but a new wife and empty pockets. So to help us discuss this topic are two young professionals, husbands and fathers, BK Mpofu and Jason Rosley, who will talk to us about their views based on personal experiences and what they have seen. Starting off with family politics and involvement. How far can the families go in terms of what they want, how they want it done, and also basically their influence on how the day turns out?
Family is always involved in any case. Because especially if you do not have adequate finances, they will have a say in your wedding because you do not have the adequate finances to finance your own wedding. So as a result, if someone is going to give you money, they will want to have a say as to how that money is going to be spent. And then if you have the money, you don't need people's help. As a result, you probably don't need people's opinions. As a result, you try and stick to what you think is best for your own wedding. Though, most of the times you'll find that other people may find it offensive that you are not asking for help. Kulokuthi ucela uncedo from them and then they help you and then suddenly they want to have a say about your wedding. That's the other family politics. The other side of the politics is how much are the two families going to contribute? Are you sharing the expenses of the wedding or one side is only focusing on the wedding on their own? Normally they say when you go and pay ilobola lapana, the part of imali yamalobola, the bride's family, is supposed to take care of the wedding because of that money that you would have paid, either using that money that you would have paid. But because we all understand that ilobola is not, sometimes you're not paying much, and as a result, that money may not be sufficient enough to carry the wedding. So that being the case, we you may then agree to say, no, mchato can be split between the bride and the two families, 50-50 or in whichever way. But then the politics also comes when one family doesn't have adequate money. Now, my other family doesn't have adequate money, their say as to what they wish would be in the wedding is limited. Yeah, well, that's the other thing that really, you look at it. When it comes to the issue of interests, the interests really should be the ones of the bride and the groom. Family will want to mingle and they have their interests in your wedding, especially if they are funding your wedding. But if they're not, you are capable of actually sorting out these things on your own without the interest of other people.
Financing for your wedding is at the core of how everything will turn out. And making sure all parties are happy is one thing that a lot of people thrive to do. So now we talk about the issue of finances. How do you handle the finances? Do you take a loan? Do you spend only the money that you have? How do you, deal with the issue of spending within your means? Is this even possible?
I don't think a wedding is something that is worth for you to actually go into the bank, loan shark, for you to get the money to finance your wedding. I seriously think you need to just budget. Get monies from your salary, savings, and the like to finance your wedding. But if you find yourself now going to the bank to get your wedding done, then there is a bit of a problem. Because you'll be left with that debt for one event, half a day's event, and you are done. And then you are left in debt. I don't think you can use debt financing for your wedding. But if you've got the finances, I think it's okay to splash, because your wedding is supposed to happen once in your life.
From experience, yes, it is possible to enjoy your wedding day on a budget or within your means. How did I do it? I was honest with my wife. I told her my fears. I told her my financial position. And we agreed that we cannot start a marriage on debt. People tend to want to bank on gifts. Economies are bad and gifts are few. I believe you need to agree with your fiancé first during budget consultation. And then when family comes in, you present your guy's budget. Whoever feels the wedding is too small or is too mediocre, they should dig into their pocket and pay for anything extra. This is what we did, and our wedding was beautiful. We did not owe any service providers thereafter. We actually had excess from the gifts that we had received. So I still maintain that discuss things with your fiancé before bringing in outsiders. Because at the end of the day, the home is you and her. You guys are the ones who are going to face a DJ. You're going to face the djembe monks when they want their money. So I honestly believe that you can enjoy your wedding.
This is the Men's Conference, the ultimate guide to guy wisdom.
You're still tuned into the Men's Conference, a space where we discuss anything and everything to do with men, and we talk about financing your big day and embracing your limitations. Still on the issue, we talk about managing the size of your wedding. Big wedding or small wedding? How does this work for you in an African setting?
The issue of that Africans fear karma. If you don't invite others, they'll tell you what, no, this will not work for you because you didn't invite us. Well, it's a myth, and sometimes you don't get the blessings from the people that are supposed to be giving you the blessings for your wedding. So it becomes very difficult for you to have a small wedding, especially when you come from a big family. That is why I will give you an example from our family. I cannot have a wedding of less than 500 people. Because then if I do less than 500 people, there's a whole lot of people that will remain uninvited who I still feel are important to attend an event such as my wedding. So it's a question of striking a balance. This small ceremony is not usually African. Yes, we may have taken the lavish approach of the West to say that no, 75 people can attend. It's a small wedding, and then you say you've waited. If you take into consideration the fact that as Africans, as black people, we would even have two ceremonies where we would go, see a kaya kala, maybe the husband's rural area or the wife's rural area, then you come back into town and the like.
This is the Men's Conference, the ultimate guide to guy wisdom.
The phrase small ceremony is relative. To my wife, that meant that was 300. To me, 25, and we had to reach a compromise. Once we agreed on the numbers, I took it upon myself to go out there and reach out to as many people possible who we hadn't invited, to try and get them on my side, to try and understand that having 25 of us against 300 of you guys would be very uncomfortable for us. We would feel very intimidated and would not enjoy our day. I think honesty, and try as much as possible to talk to most of them. Tell them, throw in finance, throw in the fact that you guys want it to be intimate so that you don't get lost in the faces. Be honest with them. Some of them won't understand, some of them will not. Was happy to get a phone call from a cousin-in-law who said to me that I'm not invited to their wedding because I wanted to have something small and intimate. I totally understood that because I was now a trendsetter.
Let's talk about one big priority, which is food. BK Mpofu explains to us the importance of food when it comes to your wedding ceremony and how to prioritize each and every other thing that comes into play for your wedding to be successful.
When there is enough food, people will never forget your wedding, despite any other glitches that may happen. So from my understanding, I think for you to have a successful wedding is for you to have enough food. That's the first thing, because when you budget for your wedding, the food budget probably is extensive. Maybe because really these days food is not that really expensive compared to what other service providers are going to give. Maybe if you put the food budget together with the catering, that's when it becomes expensive. But the food alone, but because we don't consume food in its raw sense, then it makes it more expensive because now you also need to engage a caterer. But when people eat bantubangas, they will never forget your wedding. They always say, so-and-so's wedding, we ate. So if you set out your own objective to say, what is it that you want to achieve out of your wedding, right? Some even include issues to do with the bride's dress, because the bride has to change 2 times and so forth. From my own understanding, I think the issue of the food, the deco, and the catering, to me, are the utmost important. And then obviously, if you want a lavish wedding, then that's when you bring in the hired cars, whether it's vintage or whether it's expensive supercars or whatever, or it's classic luxury and the like.
I'm sure different things and different approaches work differently for, you know, a number of situations, and people will always try to do what works for them. Someone once said to me that there are so many solutions in the world and yours is just one of the very many. Some people will say food is the most important thing at a wedding, and some people will say the cars, the clothes, and some will just say, you know what, just do it with the few people and make sure that those people enjoy, because those people are the people that mean so much to you. It'll be interesting to hear your views on this topic that we had today. And I just want to thank BK Mpofu and Jason Rosley, who gave us their views and also, you know, how they feel that this issue of arranging for your wedding should be handled, and how, most of all, you should stay within your means without necessarily breaking the bank and ending up in debt. This brings us to the end of what we thought to talk about today, and I want to thank you again and hope we'll link up next time. It's bye for now.
Join us next week on the Men's Conference. For your views, comments, and questions, catch us on the following social media platforms: Facebook, Men's Conference Podcast, on Twitter at @conference_pod, Instagram, Men's Conference Podcast 01, or you can send a WhatsApp to 0719-711-298. The Men's Conference, the ultimate guide to guy wisdom.